Describe a time you visited a new place.
Which do you prefer, living in a city or only visiting it as a tourist? I like living in a city rather than just visiting as a tourist. I know that city life isn't for everyone. A lot of people get overwhelmed by how fast-paced cities are. But I really enjoy living in a city because there are so many exciting opportunities there. Whether it's a cool job or something fun to do on the weekend, the city has a lot to offer. Plus, there's always a ton of amazing food spots. How do young children react when they go to school for the first time? I guess most young children are pretty excited to go to school for the first time. Of course, there are some kids who are anxious about a new environment. They might not have a good first day. But for the most part, kids are curious about school. They're excited to be with their friends and learn about the world. So overall, I think the first day at school can be really fun for them. What might young people feel at their first workplace after they just graduated from college? I suppose that a lot of young people feel overwhelmed at their first workplace. When they're fresh out of college, they're trying their best to be adults in the real world. Getting a job is a big part of that, but it can also be a very scary process. For example, a lot of young people are worried about being given a hard time by their boss or coworkers when they just start their jobs. It's hard to adjust to those huge life changes. Some young people might even have imposter syndrome. They might not think they're ready or qualified to have their job. How do young and old people react differently to new things? Well, young people are a lot more open to new things. They don't have their guard up as much as old people do. So when they encounter something new, they're more receptive and they're willing to embrace it. Old people, on the other hand, might be too overwhelmed by new things. They might feel hesitant or even suspicious if it's too different from what they're used to. It gets harder to embrace change as you get older. Why do some people want to go to college far away from home? I think that some people want to go to college far from home because they want to have brand new experiences. If you stay in the same area your whole life, you won't get exposed to new things. You might even get stuck in a rut. By moving somewhere far away from home for school, people get to be a part of a new community and experience things they wouldn't have access to back home. What are the advantages and disadvantages of studying abroad or working abroad? Well, one big advantage is that you get to experience a new place. You can learn about the local culture, try new foods, and connect with people you wouldn't have gotten the chance to meet otherwise. Plus, you can take in the natural scenery and do some sightseeing. On the downside, it can be very lonely when you go abroad if you don't know the language. You might feel isolated because you don't know anyone. Plus, culture shock might make you feel out of place.